done these things in regular pattern for a couple of months, then this urge will not disturb you. Might be in the beginning of practice of 1 month or 2 month practice, these urges will come untimingly. Later on, everything will be regulated. When you go to toilet or when you go to pass urine, this wind will come and you release it. It will not disturb during the meeting, during the class, during the deity worship or during the program. When our vata is out of balance and we have indigestion or we eat some food which produces too much gas in the body, that's why this wind is coming untimingly. So we have to be careful. If our body is sensitive to produce too much gases, we know that certain food which produce too much gases, we have to slightly control on that. Yes, before the deity worship, before you start anything, before you start to use your body for any other thing, first you need to do certain program for your body. Like before you board in a car, you must need to clean your screen, you must need to put the petrol, you must need to check the water in the, you know, and you check the air in the tire. So this is just like a checklist when you go out by your car. Same way when you want to use this body as a car, you should make checklist. You have clean your teeth, you have clean your nose, you have clean your ear, you have clean your eyes, you have clean your stomach, you have clean your colon, you have clean your skin, you have done everything properly, then you are ready for meditation. Otherwise, if you not have done these things properly, then you go for sadhana, then this body will disturb in sadhana. What is about the devotees, those who not?
It's not their own thing, so they can be away,
that's why I'm saying you should have to make your ideal time, which will not overlead any time. Whether you go in temple, temple is not only the temple, temple is also in the house also. So if we have to go for temple deity worship program, then we will get up early and ready. It's not mean. When you are at your home, you still need to get up at the same time and do your program as you do in temple. Then you will be in regulated principle. No matter where you are, no matter in which situation you are, no matter in which circumstances you are, but these things are essential checklist. Make sense? What was your question, Prabhuji? We are coming on food. Generally, I will tell you the chickpeas, cauliflower, and indigestion. Chickpea, cauliflower, astafatida. It releases the gas. These things, sometimes if you have used, then it's make more wind. So, and indigestion, if any food which you not digest. Today, the Prashanta Mataji not came yet. She was asking the question about anuttam that I have not explained. The mind, the three quality of mind, ekatvam, anuttam, vibhutvam. I explained the ekatvam, that mind is one, its concentration is one. And vibhutvam, I explained that it can go everywhere in the whole universe. And anuttvam. Anuttvam is like a, it's have a quality to analyze everything in a very minute and minute level. In a very electromagnetic field level. This is another quality of mind which can determine everything very deeply. Very deeply. It can go, it can open the layers and layers and layers and layers of the layers. Like sometime these interrogation people, you call CBI or FBI or bureau, you know, investigation bureau department. They ask thousand question for the victim. to thresh out the layers of the mind, and ultimately the person have to speak. This is the beauty of mind, to analyze the situation in a very deep angle. So this is anuttva, means it have tendency to go in a deeper and deeper level. Like in meditation, people can develop the kundalini, the yogic exercises, they can make their rhythm with the prana. Like you close your eyes and then you start to define the Radha Krishna deity in Krishna Balaram temple, and you try to see the face, and then which color of eye have painted, which color of the singraf, how the hair looks like that. You will not find that 1 hour is just gone in just to seeing that imagination. You just go and see one time, and then you try to trace out in your mind. It will analyze everything. You try to go in deep. How much you are consciously watching that, that much consciously you can see that. This is the beauty of mind, to analyze in anuttvam way. But that is only possible when you concentrate with one spot, with your eyes, to seeing the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Then you close your eyes and then you meditate. You can imagine same, exactly more same, the same feet of Radha Krishna in analytic way. Make sense? So that is the quality of anuttam. So, I think it's enough wait for 4:15. And today also we have instructions to finish 5. Anyway, we always have the instruction to finish 5. We will do that. Yeah. Number one. Number two, the class, especially with the devotees, is going very good. And we always goes over hours and time, whatever. Or the people are accepting the philosophical and institutional part very sharply. So, I'm going faster than my normal coverage. So it looks like that we might finish this self-healing course early, before then the program which have been proposed. Because when you speak in 4 days, this is a different thing. When you have it 20 days to speak, then here and there, many things have to be covered up in 1.5 hour, so sometimes overlapping. So most of the things have been comes out with the theoretical point of view. And now the practical implementation section comes, which is very important. And in that, I will also guide and explain with the understanding of philosophically to the body level. Still, if you have certain questions in between that, we will carry on with the answers. So, after, I will just summarize that what we have learned, to bring you with the lineup, to make you understand it. And if somebody have some confusion and doubt, just tell me, because what things I am going to tell, it will link up everything together, like it's a story. You understand very well the 5 elements. You understand five knowledge senses. And you understand 5 working senses. Which is very physically visible. Your hands, your legs, your anus, your genital, your mouth to speak. The 5 knowledge senses, which is physically also visible, but you can also visible it in certain level. What you are seeing, when you close your eyes, still you can see the same thing. So that's why it is a higher. And this 5 knowledge senses operated with the mind. I explained yesterday about the mind, how the mind explains the intelligence, the knowledge, the memory, rasically, sattvically, tamasically. I linked up these all things. So, and with that, I explained
the five elements which make the six days. I explained the five elements related to the six days to the three doshas. I explained the five elements which make the seven body tissue. I explained the five elements related to the 13 types of fire.
Thirteen type of the fires.
Seven type of the body tissues. Six taste, three sours are hot to the astringent, related to the three doshas. And with that we explain also the malas. Urine. And stool.
Samadosha,
Samagnischa, Samadhatu, Samamalakriya. And here is the soul. Prasanna Atma, then Indriya, then Mana.
The definition of health, just I will stop you for a moment, and I would like to address Mother Prashanta. He was asking the question about Anuttam yesterday. I have just explained, but in short, Anuttam means the quality of mind which can analyze the things in a very minute and minute level. You know, Anu means going in deeper and deeper and deeper in analytic way. Ekatva means is one time, one job. Vibhutva means it have quite long range that you can see everything everywhere. So these are the three quality of mind. Is anybody have confusion about Anuttam, Ekatvam and Vibhutvam? Now I am summarizing what I have teach you, and then I will implement it in a routine to correlate that what things we are doing in routine which will make sense our institutionally. So this is like a theoretical graph, institutional graph of the teaching which you have learned. We start from the five element, earth, water, ether, air and fire. It lives together. And then we told you the five knowledge senses which you know, ear, eyes, vision, hearing and things. And then we told you five working senses: legs, hands, arm, anus, genital organ, mouth. And then we relate the five element, derivate the six tastes, the relationship between five element and six taste, the food taste, the relationship between six taste and three dosha, vata, pitta, kapha. I explained about the 13 type of the fire: five element fire, seven body tissue fire, one digestive fire. I explained about the seven type of the body tissue formation. What food you eat, how it convert from another to another to another to another up to ojas. And then so according to the definition of health, sama dosa, we need to make balance of vata, pitta, kapha. Sama agni, balance of the fire. Sama dosha, sama agnicha, sama dhatu, balance of the body tissues. Sama mala kriya, the balance of the physiology of the stools, the mala, the urine, sweating and stool. Then prasanna atma, then your soul will be happy. Then prasanna atma indriya, then senses will be happy. Your knowledge senses as well as your working senses, they both will be happy. And then prasanna atma indriya mana, at the end mind will be happy. Then everything is that way. At the end. But we are upside down. Yes.
Seven five.
Yes, definitely. The body tissue made by five elements. The what food we eat. here, I explained this subject, I think you might miss on that day class. The five element made the six taste. All the food made by six taste which goes on your tongue. Then it converts into food juice. The food juice converts into the blood. The blood converts into the muscles. Muscles convert into the... Yeah. That is depend on the quality of tissue. Like the blood tissue. Okay? The blood have red color, which represent by fire, by pitta dominancy. So, the blood is the pitta dominant. But in the blood, if you have serum, like a plasma, that is whitish, that have kapha representation. So, it represent by vata pitta kapha. All the tissues known as by vata pitta kapha. Some tissues have vata quality, some tissues have pitta quality, some tissues have kapha quality. Make sense? And vata pitta kapha is made by five elements. Yeah. Well, this type of analysis we go in the advanced classes. No. You didn't miss. At this point, you can link yourself with the five element, made the six taste. The six taste relate to the vata pitta kapha, and six taste food when you eat, it make your body. When you eat banana, it still make the muscles. When you eat spinach, it still make your muscles. When you eat paneer, it still make your muscles. That is our physiology of the digestion. That is the fundamental difference between allopathic approach of digestion. When you eat protein, then you make protein. But in our Ayurvedic approach, it's not like that. If you drink water, still you maintain your protein. Of course. Fire is burning more than water. Ice is burning more than fire. You know, ice burn and fire burn. Ice burn you never recognize and fire burn you can easily see. So there is a definitely the ratio of the five element in relation to the structure and quality of the tissues or the any matter. Make sense? Well, if you remember the first class when I explaining that five elements lives together, for example, if this is the molecule of earth, so earth is the 50% and rest of the 12.5% water, fire, air and ether or space. So in each molecule the fire is always existing and the fire have quality to change the molecules. Like this table. This table is made by wood, but it's also made by five elements. Wood is made by five elements. And in this five element, you might not see fire here because it's not burning you. But it have fire. The fire which is present in this wood, it is always working in this material of wood and the quality of wood is going to be deteriorate. After 40 years, this hard wood will be not remain same. It will be slightly frozen or slightly soft. Same way, the fire which is existing in our body tissues, it is also working and we are going deteriorate. Day by day, after a complete growth, we start to decay. When you are aging, in the aging, you are actually, the quality of the tissues is deteriorating. No. The fire have its own quality. The function of fire to change. Anything which comes in contact of fire, it is going to be changed. Like wet cloth, you put in the fire, it will dry it out. If you put in more in fire, it will burn. So anything which comes in contact with fire, it changes. You eat nice rasgulla and rasmalai, it comes in your contact digestive fire, it converts as a feces. You make, this is your question or what? Well, what is the digestive fire? Digestive fire, which is presented at the time of hungerness, when you're hungry. So it is in it, you can easily understand this digestive fire. You will not able to see the fire of muscles. You will not able to see the fire of blood. You will not able to see the fire of fat. The all the fire is nourished by the digestive fire, and all the fire represent themselves with the through the digestive fire. You understand what I'm saying? All the body tissue fire nourished by your digestive fire, and all the digestive tissue fire, all the tissues fire represent themselves through the digestive fire. Your body, if it is healthy, your digestive fire is good. If your body is sick, then your digestive fire is weak. So always our important duty to improve the digestive fire. Is that clear? It makes some sense to you? So we were explaining this everything, and yesterday we have explained quite enough about the mind, the sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, and we explained about the consciousness, and we explained about rajasic, sattvic and tamasic, quality of intelligence, quality of knowledge, quality of memory. And with that we explained the consciousness, we explained how the soul is bonded with the consciousness, with the jiva, in the form of desire, and which utilize in creation, like one birth to another birth. And we explain how the quality of goodness or the transcendental form of mind help the soul to mix up in Paramatma. So we have gone on a higher journey, but that is actually not our subject, to go in higher journey to liberate your everybody. My duty is that you all guys stay here for 100 years, so I can keep run my business to do some Panchakarma program to maintain my ayurvedic cleaning. If you all are gone, then what's happened for me? Anyway, I have to also go one day. So now I am coming on the topic, totally practical part, what we need to do to have this everything proper according to manual in our lives. That is we call regimens, the routines. The first aim of Ayurveda, swasthasya swasthya rakshanam, how to keep healthy body healthy. Or what is the cause of health? We are working here, what is the cause of health, or how we can always have healthy body healthy? Yes. Look, I agree with you, we all are sick. But if we don't know what is health, then we are maintaining the diseases. If you are sick, then you maintain the sickness. You never reach on the healthy stage because you don't know what's health. So at least when you try to do some effort for health, then sickness will automatically go away. And if still there is some sickness left, then adhurasya vikara prashamanam chet. The second aim of Ayurveda, if after following all the program of healthy regime, it is committed that nobody will be sick. But in case due to certain karmic reaction or misuse of your knowledge, the pratyaparada, there is three causes of the diseases. And this prevention of three causes is the cause of health. Pragya aparada. Asat near Indriya Artha Sanyoga. Pragya aparada, asatma indriya artha sanyoga, kala. These are the three
causes of the diseases, sickness, why we go, why we get ill. First is pragya apradh.
Pragya means?
Pragya. It's not direct knowledge.
Pragya means jnana.
Jnana means knowledge. So pragya is jnana, the knowledge which you have. Aparadha, offense. When you offense your own knowledge, when you offend your own knowledge, forgive me for my studies. Yes, how the people offend themselves? Forget?
Too lazy?
Sorry?
Ignore
their own knowledge? But we still love to do that. Like for example, if you know that this is not right food for me, but still I eat it. You are offending. Yes, that's what I mean. First you are offending, then you are misusing. Offending is just on the mind level. If you have offended on mind level, and then you physical level misuse it. So offense is on the mind level. For example, I don't like someone like, for example, like Guru Maharaj. I like some Guru Maharaj very much. I will put that one. I like some Maharaj, not too much. I give half that word. You know, full that word and half that word. And I like someone, not at all, okay. I just need little that word, standing that word. I just don't like to see the face. I won't do any that word. This is just the mind. Offense. This is offense. You know, anyone, any Vaishnava, we have to respect. No matter who is. No matter, we have to respect every Vaishnava. Not only Vaishnava, but even it. We have to respect for every living entity. Because Krishna is existing in everyone, everywhere, in all jiva. So we should not have to offend. And when we know this knowledge, and how we behave with that, how we practice our knowledge, how we activate, this is called Acharya Rasayana, the rejuvenating principle in your thoughts. I will explain about it. We have nearly 386 points, which is called etiquettes. Acharya Rasayana. That is also have simultaneous effect on health. The moralistics of the high Vedic culture. That's why the Vedic culture is clear. So anyway, this is just one example I gave, but, sorry? Imon? When you come in my neck, this is my business. That's my next class. This is Maya. Just can't be happy. Surrender to Krishna. Yeah, then we need to be. What you know if you practice, then everything you will know automatically. This is another beauty of the Vedic culture. If you know something, and if you are practicing just what you know, not offending them, then it will lead you automatically to the next thing. This is the knowledge of Sanskrit. This is the jnana, this is Sanskriti. If you practice your one point which you already know, then it will lead the next knowledge. But if you offend your own knowledge, then you never gain again another point. Yes. That's still wrong.
No,
I agree. Yeah.
Something is working inside you. This is too much chili. Too much hot spices. Too much sour cheese. Too much pizza. Too much yeast preparation. Or acidic. Or too much lemon you squeezed. Very delicious nectar drink. Mixing the pineapple juice with the sour cream, with the coconut cream, and with the milk cream. Mix some butter in there and shake. Drink together. There's some physical thing inside our body. As I give you the example, milk is pure. When you put in the pot, in the black pot, in the red pot, in the white pot, it has different imagination. Same way, this is our physical body. That's why we are here, I think. How we can keep our pot neat and clean so we can control. Now, another point on your point I would like to say. When you are aware about something, if your body is clean and healthy and relaxed, you will very quickly opacify it. Because you will get quickly idea, oh, anger is not good, it's going to kill me. At the same time, you can easily pass on. It will not lead you, please go again, go ahead, go ahead. That is our ahankara. Ahankara always pushes us to fight and fight and fight, get more angry. But on the some another side, if you have your relaxed body tissues, for example, like the mothers have menstruation cycle, the period. In that 3 or 4 days menstruation cycle, there is a natural physiology of the body, the hormonal function. Some hormones working on the specific area of the body in the organ to flush out something. So the whole body energy concentrates here to flush it out. That's why on those days, their physical energies are low, their concentration of mind is low, their presence of mind is low, and they are tired and fatigued because they have to lose some blood, the tissue. Now, in this situation, if the woman is working with the same speed as 4 days before, if the woman is working with the same physical work, if the same kind of service is put on the woman, then she can't cope properly. Then her emotional fluctuation comes out through mouth. And the fight takes place. And those who are the pairs, like living husband and wife, in 4 days they fight, and after that 1 month they counseling each other and everything go alright, and the next my mother. So this is the maya of Lakshmi Devi is going on. It's fine. The Vedic culture is only the culture which is identify this situation, the 3 days total rest. It was very surprising when I was giving the same lecture about the woman care and child care in Alachua, in Alachua and Neuromal Deity in USA. I was saying the same thing. I was explaining my story. When I was 5 years kid, and when my mothers have this, we don't know what's going on. So my grandfather told me that your mother has touched by the pig. So she is not allowed it in kitchen. She is not allowed it in, first she is not allowed it in temple because we have altar. So then we are the boss. We have to do the, you know, dressing of the Krishna. Like the kids is doing the worship. How we have the chance. So when she is not allowed it in the temple, of course she is not allowed it in the cooking food for Krishna. So then, okay, we are the boss for today to cook the food. So me and my grandfather used to cook. Because mother had done the thing. And I was very conscious about it. She should not enter in the temple. I was the boss. She should not enter in the kitchen. So basically, she cut off from all physical world. She not allowed to touch the cloth. She not allowed to touch everything. Now, if you explain this subject in the high, so-called high modern society, this is too stupid. What is the means of contamination? We are mooching. What do you mean by moochiness? But this is a fact. It is just a cultural value to provide a rest for 3 days. No outside work, no shopping, no outdoor, no bicycling, no cycling. All day, just physical rest. And when the woman takes physical rest, at the same time, she has that much capacity to tolerate this pain easily. Mostly women take the PMS, the premenstrual pills,
the migraine, the headaches, the back pain. These are a common problem which comes every month they have to face and they have to take the pills. When they take the pills, then it suppresses the physiology of the woman organ and then it not flush out proper toxins. So it remains there and it builds up post-menopausal and pre-menopausal disorders. If you go in the modern society, the maximum 90% woman is suffering with the pre-menopausal disorder and post-menopausal disorder. But you will hardly find the cases in India. If you go 20 years, 30 years, 40 years behind, the women have such a problem like that. Hot flushes or post-menopausal disorder, never complain. Why? Because from menarche age to menopause, from 13 year age to 45 year age, they have follow up very specifically the regimens. 3 days total rest provided by the culture in the family. And this will develop such a nice clean body, so they never have osteoporosis, hot flushes, or the wrinkles or other problems. Yeah. Because what is the osteoporosis? Osteoporosis is the dryness of the bone. What is the dryness of the bone? Bone ko khul jaye. When the fluid is dry. Why the fluid is dry? Because heat is too much. What is the heat? Which have been holed up in 3 days of menstruation cycle. This heat slowly pulled up. And mind is beautiful to roll the every day. Don't miss if you are in the job in America, you're not allowed to have a rest for 3 days from anyone. This is the differences. So when I was saying the same experience that my grandfather told me that about that, I don't know what's menstruation and thing. So we learned that way how to cook and how to do the job, because 3 days we have opportunity to do the work. And if I am there, my father, my grandfather, anyone have to cook the food for everyone, for whole family. And we give the food for mother. So that is only the experience. So one Mataji was saying, no, it's not honest. You have to be honest. This is cheating. Your grandfather have told you very clearly that your mother is menstruating. And that is the means. Don't say this honestly. To be tell that you touch my pain, but this is not wrong. And I surprise, because this is the beauty of mind which can analyze in that way. But I say from my heart, but you are absolutely right on your side. But tell me, a 5 year kid, what is going to know about the menstruation cycle? You guys give the kid, in the 7 year, you give the knife in the kid's hand to cut, he's going to cut himself. The same way, if you give the all kind of so-called knowledge of sexual prevention, condoms and all the knowledge kids get before teenage. So they start to use it. So they never will get matured fully with the puberty, because they lost the tissues. They lost the body tissues before it ripe. The mango, when it's not ripe, if it is squeezed, the unripe mango is broken. Like green mango, if you try to squeeze, it's broken. It should be need to ripe. So the all body tissue take time. When you reach up to the 17 or 18 or 25 year age, that is called brahmacharya in varnashrama. From up to the 5 year, the mother is in charge for the child. If child does any sin, I don't know which sastra is saying this thing, but somewhere is definitely written. If the sin goes to the 50th, the sin goes to the mother. If the child is doing anything nonsense, the sin will go to the mother. Up to 11 years, if child is going to do any sin, then 5 to 11, the sin goes to the father. It's some ratio, 50% or whatsoever. But after 11 to 25, if child is doing any sin, that goes to the guru, in Gurukula, in the teacher. And after 25, if person is still doing the sinful activity, the 50% sin goes to the king. Because he is not able to keep their pupil properly, the laws. So that is Vedic system, which have been scattered in all Varnashram, in everywhere, for the concept of hair. Nothing in Vedic culture which is not leading the hair. Because health is in the root, health is in the root to lead the culture, to lead the system, to lead the nation. How you can represent a nation if you're not healthy? In which case, however you are, I am not saying the 25-year age person will be the same healthy as the 80-year person. The 80-year person have the experience and he is enjoying his health. This is also a kind of enjoyment. The old age enjoyment, only the old person can enjoy. I cannot enjoy that enjoyment which the 80-year person is enjoying. How much my father enjoy the kids, I never enjoy that kids. The grandkids, my father enjoyed maximumly, I would enjoy that. But when I will be going in that age, that might be my attitude will change. So this is a traditional transformation. So generally the women live together and they take care of each other. That is called living in three generations together. So when you offense your own knowledge, that is the first cause of your disease. The second cause of the disease, asatmin indriya artha sanyoga. Indriya and artha, the senses and the objects. Asatmin means improper and sanyoga means connection. When do you have improper connection with your senses to your sense object? You understand what I'm saying? The improper connection between senses and sense object, or asatma means improper, unregulated, asatma means improper. For example, you watching television for 15 minutes and the movie is very nice, then you sit 15 minutes extra. It is going more beautiful story. You 15 minutes extra. You extending your program up to 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Your eyes start to hurt. This is misuse of your eyes. Because who want, mind want to see this story very much. The mind loves it. But the eyes have capacity. The fluid which you have in your eyes, that is called alochak pitta. Which is one kind of fire which existing in your eyes that have been dried out by excessive use of the television. It is making you sickness. So you have to control on yourself when you are working on your screen for 1 hour. After that you switch off for 15 minutes, drink some water, wash your eyes to prevent the exertion on the eyes. Otherwise you have specs or you have eye diseases like tongue. Something is very delicious and tasty, you kept it, you put in refrigerator, you are finishing in 7 days, every day morning time you get up your sweet rice cup and trying to enjoy it. That is called misuse of time. The right taste of the food when it's get by the freshness of the food and when you are holding in refrigerator and finishing, this is called laziness. And the hearing, sometimes You have a proper frequency to hear the voice. But if voice is very slow and you try to force yourself what is going on, then it is putting a burden on your ear. Or very high leading, very high strong sound. At the time you have to close your ears. But you enjoying it. Michael Jackson, you not enjoy the Michael Jackson. But there is any other dance. So then high peak values of some music will hurt your ear. That is called improper connection between senses and sense object. The ear is to hear. So hearing is the object for the senses of ear. Nose, the smell which is coming from somewhere. If you are going through the garbage and such a strong smell is coming, you have to hold it to not breathe through that. But if you allow, then it will disturb here. Or if so much nice smell is coming, which you love, you spray. Sometimes we over spray. You put the whole bottle of spray. And then your nerve endings just finish their sensitiveness of the quality of a small sensation, smell sensation, with the excessive use of this alcohol, which have been used in the essence.
So this is called improper connection. Objects. So that is called asatma indriya sanyoga. The indriya is known as not only knowledge senses, but also considered as a working senses. Like legs, too much walking or too less walking. Too much moving your hand or too less moving. In a proper manner, in a time, in a day, then it's called healthy balance. Of course, if you are 80 year old and you are jumping like a 2 year kid, you want to be chant, then you broke your leg. No problem. Third is that kala, the parinama, the time is the another factor. The time is the another cause of the disease. When you are going outside, weather is quite clear, white and thing, everything, you never bring any umbrella. All of a sudden rains comes and cold winds comes. You not have proper cloth and you not have proper umbrella, which also might hurt and make you sick. That is called kala. The kala is also the ruler. The time is also the ruler on us. I was in New Zealand. I told by my friend that whenever you go out, you should keep sun hat. You should keep umbrella. You should keep overcoat. Then why you need these three different things? Well, you don't know. The weather change in an hour. If sun is very strong on the east coast of the New Zealand side, and you might get in 15 minutes outside skin burnt, and you get skin cancer. And immediately within an hour, there's a cold wind comes from the ocean. So you have with the overcoat, and sometimes rains come, so you need the umbrella. Every three things you must keep in the house. So this looks like a Vedic culture indication. But when we offend them, then we get immediately sick. So these are the three causes of the diseases. I am not here in much interested to explain these causes, and because everybody wants to be doctor. So your interest is in this side, to go in more focus, but my interest is not here. My interest is that this is the cause of disease and what is the cause of health. We are looking to search here cause of health. So proper use of your knowledge, not offending or not making your improper connection of your senses with the objects, and kala, which you are not able to control. The Krishna is also kala. We are not able to control. But if you are taking care of the two points, then your body is rejuvenated and you have a quite strong immunity, that if some little bit weather change, you can easily fight with that due to your immunity. So, ahara, nidra, brahmacharya, the three cause of health. You will see everywhere 3, 3, 3. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the creator, maintainer and destroyer. This is working everywhere. Vata, pita, kapha. Sattva, rajas, tamas. I, me and mine. Four varnas and four ashrams. But all these four varnas, the sannyas, is going to work when you complete the three. Sannyas means renunciate. You know, renunciate. And how you will renunciate? When you attach with something. If you not attach with something, then how you can be renunciate? You always be attached in renunciation. Sometimes we attach with our danda, sometimes we attach with our something like we are renunciate, but we still attach with certain things. How you can be renounced? So first we have attached and then we renunciate. If we directly renunciate, then we always be attached with the material thing in renunciation state. Ahar, nidra, brahmacharya. These are the three pillars of health. Three pillars of health. Ahar, nidra, brahmacharya. Sorry?
question. We have 8 hours for body, 8 hours for mind, 8 hours for consciousness. Ahar for body, Nidra for mind, Brahmacharya for consciousness. Ahar means food, which is your most loving question. Talking about food. Ahar, the diet. Food for life. And Nidra is sleep, yes. Sorry. Sometimes I feel that you all understand when I write on the board and I never explain what it means in English. Brahmacharya. I think you know everybody. Celibacy. Brahmachari or Brahmacharya is a kind of achievement. Ahar, Nidra, Brahmacharya, these are the three causes and three pillars of health. And these three pillars represent your life. Without these three pillars, you do not have life. Life have body, mind and consciousness. The balanced relationship between body, mind and consciousness is known as life. The balanced relationship between body, mind and consciousness is the life. In the beginning when I was explaining Ayurveda, I was explaining about the life. Ayur, a duration between birth and death is the ayur, is the age. And what is that? That is life. And what you have in this life, you have a body, you have a mind and you have a consciousness. Balanced relationship between body, mind and consciousness is known as life. And that based on ahar, nidra and brahmacharya. Body made by ahar, by the food. Mind is controlled by the sleep. And brahmacharya controlled by consciousness. This is the subject of consciousness. How much I am salivating, this is the subject of consciousness. Or my position of celibacy on physical level, on mental level or on a spiritual consciousness level. My ahar on physical level, on mental level or consciousness level. My sleep on physical level, on mental level and consciousness level. The everything have three levels. In cross, it represents body, mind and consciousness. But individually, food for body, food for mind, food for consciousness. Sleep for body, sleep for mind, sleep for consciousness, and celibacy for body, mind and consciousness. When you not complete this channel, your everything is incomplete. Because body, mind and consciousness is the relationship of life. If you are just eating food for body, according to the modern concept, food for body, the number one. Protein, carbohydrate, mineral, vitamins, calcium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, mercury, whatever. This is food for body. You just eating on basis of body. My protein is less, I am taking protein. My muscles is less, I am taking muscles. I have this deficiency, I am taking this. Is that right? The second concept of the food is for mind. What I like. I like for my body or I like for my taste or I like for my consciousness. This is liking of prasadam. The consciousness, the food when you receive for consciousness and consciously you receive and consciously you cook and you choose the ingredient consciously. Like, kapha person is lazy. And if he is holding the sweet rice in refrigerator, he don't go next day to temple, he is just happy with the sweet rice. And vata person, if the morning time cook, he is going too much raw food, too much light food, he is going to organize everything in too much, you know. This is not good, this is not right, this is right, this is. And kapha person, you go, everything is all right, don't worry, just eat it. It will help you.
The vata is moving. Sorry? Vata is moving. Air, wind is movement. Like, looking for this, many options. Little bit this. Pitta is analyzing, fighting. If something is not proper, he just get angry. Trying to organize, everything should be proper. So these are the different levels. Now we will talk on food, then we will talk on sleep, and then we talk on celibacy. Make this program of 8 hours, body, 8 hours for mind, 8 hours for consciousness.
But Vata Pitta Kapha
is very nicely helpful while you are living a group of the family, the four people living in the house, and these people's behavior are different. So it gives help us that this is the kapha guy, he is going to do that. And this is vata guy, he is going to do that. This is pitta guy, this nature is there. So it helps us to understand the nature of the person. To help make a culture. To support each other. Otherwise you just get angry. Why is he doing that? Then it's good crazy mind.
Of course, that's why you need to
practice the routine practice to balance your vata, pitta and kapha. That's why we said in the beginning for definition of health, samadosa, samagnischa, samadhatu, samamalakriya, balance of vata, pitta, kapha. Yes. This is the chapter which is coming in resume. And in that regime chapter, we are opening the chapter of food now. In the regime, we are opening the chapter of food, and ahar, nidra and brahmacharya, these are the three causes, body, mind and consciousness. And 8 hours for body, 8 hours for mind and 8 hours for consciousness. The 24-hour regime I am organizing. 8 hours for body, 8 hours for mind and 8 hours for consciousness. The 24-hour, this is day and night. I'm trying to organize your routine and regimen. And the principle which we need to organize, we have to talk about food, we have to talk about nidra, the sleep, and we have to talk about the brahmacharya, the celibacy, the consciousness. So I'm talking about now, we are starting the topic food, and the food for body, food for mind and food for consciousness. We are working on this section to organize for all of you, what food is and how to be it. Yes. Uncleanness. These are the principles, these are the manual. You can derivate them in different language, in different terminology. But the principle will remain same. Bhagavad Gita is a methodology, is not a religion. It's a methodology of the religion, how to practice a religion. The same way, Ayurveda is not a subject to treat the disease or to prevent the disease only. It's a principle of life. How to operate the body, mind and consciousness according to the manual of Lord.
Methodology.
So, we are here to talking about food.
How we should ensure our nature.
This is a natural approach of nowadays. This is not exactly what I mean. This is an automatic approach of market. First I know my nature, then I choose my food. First I know my vata pitta kapha, then I first I know my nature, then I choose my husband wife. Then I choose my car, then I choose my carpet, then I choose my pot. Vata pot, pitta pot, kapha pot, vata tea, pitta tea, kapha tea, vata t-shirt, pitta t-shirt, kapha shari. Might be the Gangotri start to say vata shari, pitta shari, kapha shari, dhoti. It's a market. The mind loves the market. So my subject is not that. I'm coming on the further on root of the presenting Ayurveda as it is. And when I present Ayurveda as it is, I keep always the principle which has been said, and I will focus on the life concept, body, mind and consciousness, and I relate with that. So what to eat, when to eat, where to eat, how to eat, what, where, why to eat. Before you eat, you have to ask these questions. I mean, no doubt, what to eat, you all are the devotees, you have understand it very well, that we are not allowed to eat the meat. But if you are eating vegetarian food and thinking about protein, carbohydrate, mineral and vitamins, then your food on level of mind is working. You like protein, so you are taking it paneer, too much paneer. If spinach sabji you are not enjoying, the paneer sabji you too much enjoy. The lauki sabji you don't like and you like the paneer bada, or because your mind is choosing food for protein. This is the food for mind, what my mind likes. I have to change my concept. I have to choose the concept of ethic, the concept of principle according to Ayurveda. We not take food for body, for mind and for consciousness. But as I say, consciously you know what we are allowed it, what we are not allowed it to eat. Why we are not eating meat and why we are eating vegetables. We are not carnivores, number one, we are not meat eaters, we are not carnivorous animals, we do not have big nails, we do not have big teeth, you have all these things. We do not have that big intestines, or we have big intestines, we do not have short intestines. You can compare, you have given very nice preaching program on that, I do not need to go on that, food for consciousness. This subject you know very well, but you lost here, the mind food, the protein, from where I am getting my protein. From where I am getting my minerals. Most of the devotees when they come for consultation, they always ask this question. From where I am getting my protein? From where I am getting my mineral supply? From where I am getting my calcium? From where I am getting my carbohydrate? From where I am getting my starch? They forget about the Krishna Prasad. Whole life they are chanting 16 rounds Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. From where I am getting my protein? Please tell me Krishna. No, but in general. Mind is very tricky because it is influenced by the Apollo Hospital or the Big Big Hospital. You have a deficiency of protein, you should must take the protein injection. Because life is very precious for us. It's not the subject of consciousness. Whether you or whether me, if I am unconscious, you are going to bring me the hospital. And what the doctor is going to tell, you are going to follow the instruction. But we want to follow the instruction in healthy status, so we not go sick. Now, we take the mind subject here is represented by six tastes. Sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, acidic. Our principle work not on basis of protein, carbohydrate, mineral, vitamin, calcium, phosphorus. Our principle work, the food for mind, according to the taste. Concentration. Taste and concentration. While you are eating, you are concentrating on the taste. Because the six tastes made by five elements. And the five elements produce all protein, carbohydrate, mineral and vitamins. All the beans, which have been made by five elements in the nature. All the fruits and vegetables made by five elements in the nature. All the things which produce in the nature is made by five elements. And this have six tastes. It's very hard to taste the protein pills. Have you chewed that? You can't chew the protein pills actually. So, but you can very nicely taste the prasad, which have been like dal. You can take as a beans, but I'm not talking about tofu. If you are modifying the soya bean as a tofu, as a cheese, you can utilize in Western world because nothing is available. I also use sometimes tofu. Then I do not have anything to cook. But we have to work on self-sufficient basis, idealist. But at least we keep our vision for ideology, whether we are how much success, that is the time is answered. But we talk about the beans, dal, urad dal, moong dal, white dal, red dal, lentils, all these beans, green beans, these all have proteins. Milk have plenty protein. Your gluten through the wheat you have. But if you want to take the gluten through the bread, you will get only 50%. When you take through the chapati, you get 70 to 80%. Because gluten, when cooked with the steam, is easily digestible. When it cooked with the association of yeast, it's fermented and produce gas and aggravate the water. The white flour is prepared from the wheat. The modern process to take out the, you know, bran, they take out the bran first. And it's a cold processing. The procedure of flour machine, they cold the flour, wheat flour which comes out is very cold. But if you make the flour in this, with the hand or with this grinder of the stone, it comes out just like hot atta. Just like hot. So this heat actually helps to cook the granules of the wheat flour. But when you take out the bran, and then you add the bran. The bran is the main essential thing to help to digest the gluten, because it's work like an antidote. The fiber is working like an antidote. Like you take orange. It's very easy to take the juice of 10 orange juice in a one glass. You can drink it quickly. But you throw out the fiber. The fiber is bitter. If you try, you peel the orange, you see the white fluff in the orange, it is bitter. And when you chew this bitter fiber, it's bitter. And when you choose the just pulp, it's very sweet and juicy. So you love that sweet and juicy. This is our mind liking. And I throw the fiber. But this is the nature which is providing everything together. The bitter is the antidote for sweet. As I told you, sweet, sour, salt increase kapha. And hot, bitter, astringent decrease kapha. So this is bitter, which automatically helps to digest the sweet. But I throw it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Mostly, the fruit juices which is available in the market, it all is squeezed. The fiber is strong. Because I'm so greedy, I just want to take high calories. But what about the low calories? The high calories means the energy base, the glucose and other things. But people forget this is just instinct relief. The bitter is improving my fire. When I take this fiber with the fruit, that's improve my digestive fire, because hot, bitter, astringent help to improve the fire also. And when my fire is high, then I can digest this fruit nicely. Number one. Number two, you peel the 10, you have 10 oranges. You can easily drink 10 orange juice, no problem. But if I say to you, please eat the 10 oranges, you will be not able to finish at one time in one sitting by your own mouth to chew the 10. You can sip, you know, just drink glass. But to chew the 10 oranges is very difficult. You might be able to just take one or two oranges. That is enough amount for our body. This is the natural law of eating. Whenever you have a fruit, you peel on top of the skin, and then you have this pieces and you try to enjoy it. The bitterness also with the sweet, that is helping and that is digesting, and it's improving the liver function, intestinal function and things. But if I just squeeze the juice and throw the fiber, you not get the proper benefit.
you pay the money for this cane and you won't have the benefit of it. That's why the doctor say you take some mineral pills, some magnesium pills, some calcium pills, some bitter pills. So the people take some herbal supplements or the mineral supplements or so called supplement diet. Make sense? Yes. I have told you the principle. If your principle is complete with that, I do not have any problem whether you use the cane. All the juices have preservative. If you are putting the juices in the... Oh, you're talking about sugar cane juice. I was thinking the teen cane, the cane juice, you know. That is also known as cane juice. Is that right or I'm wrong? Can, big can, small can. So this sugar cane juice is good if it is nicely and neat and clean, not squeezing the flies to increase the amount of juice. Drinking the cane juice and drinking the cane directly from cane is better when you take from directly from cane. When you chew the fiber, it actually increases the strength of your teeth and you will be able to just have one cane. You know, there is a system to peel it. But you don't know that, then you can just make the slices and still squeeze it. So you get that bitterness also through that. So ideal is that. The people, those who used to take these type of juices, was no any machine. If otherwise they make just food, the raw sugar. They make the cane juice only for that. But there is no harm to drink that cane juice because it has lots of water and natural form of sugar. But still, taking with that way is more beneficial. Taking. I am not against with that, but who is receiving? Your soul is receiving or your body is receiving? So without mind, you will not able to operate anything. As I give you an explanation yesterday, mind operates intelligence, knowledge and memory. Without help of mind is an interpreter in between body and soul. And it has three colors: passion, goodness and ignorance.
If I take six,
who is going to make the decision that you are only eating for the purpose of soul and body? Who is going to make this decision?
Actually, I can say that I am keeping this religious style of life for 2 stages. I am eating what I want. No. I am eating what is useful and keeping soul and body together.
No. I am also saying the same thing. But there is only difference. Who is making the decision that I am taking for soul and body?
I think not mind, right?
Look, my intelligence, look, here is a difference to understanding. Intelligence is a part of mind in our subject. Intelligence is the part of mind. Knowledge is also part of mind. Memory is also the part of mind, which I have explained. And mind has three colors. Your intelligence also gets three colors. Knowledge also gets three colors.
Yeah.
So this is I have already clearly explained. And we are coming on to the sattvic side of operation of mind. How we can be helpful for sattvic operation of mind, sattvic intelligence, and sattvic memory, and sattvic knowledge. So we can maximally enjoy the relationship of body and soul. We have another class. Okay, let's sit down.